Joining me live over the phone this morning from Sumblet County is Sam Harnack, talking about the Pinedale Winter Carnival coming up this weekend. Sam, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Appreciate the call. And well, I know that on this side of the range, we got a pretty good dumping of snow. How did things turn out in Sublette County? You in good shape for this weekend?
We're doing great, yes. We got kind of hammered last week, and I think it's set up, so it's going to make for a heck of a ski drawing next weekend.
Well, let's talk all about it, Sam. The Pinedale Winter Carnival, you mentioned the skijoring. First, let's talk history of this event. How long has this been going?
Oh, my gosh. So we have been doing it, Main Street Pinedale. This is going to be our sixth annual. So it's going to be pretty awesome. We've been doing it for a while. They used to do it back in, gosh, I think it was 18-something down the middle of the street.
Wow.
You know, it's been forever that they did this. And, we actually have ornaments that we use. There's a picture of somebody going down Maybell Street, behind a horse being pulled on skis. So it's pretty fantastic. It's historical.
That's amazing. That's very cool. So, of course, the skijoring event now is kind of the big center of this event. And because of COVID, I understand a lot of the other skijoring events canceled or not happening. So that just means more racers and even better competition for you guys this weekend.
Absolutely. We have doubled our numbers of racing teams since last year. I think we had 57 last year. This year we have 121 teams from all over, and it's going to be as one of our favorite ski jurors say, it's going to be a bloodbath. They're going to be coming from all over, professionals, novices, the junior class, which is amazing to watch because we've got a little skier who's two.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to be being pulled behind a horse, and you know, it's good fun. It's fun to watch. We're really excited.
And I think most people know what skijoring is. The sport has become more and more popular over the last 5 years or so. But for those that don't, what is skijoring?
So skijoring can be done in a couple of different ways. One way is to be pulled behind dogs. We don't do that here because, you know, as everyone knows, we're very Western. So we get pulled behind horses. So you have a rider, a horse, and their horse, and a skier, and a rope, and a course that has jumps, and they have to go over the jumps and stay within certain areas that are marked by gates, and then they have to swing over and grab a ring, and so there's points to it, and so it involves staying within the gates, grabbing a certain amount of rings, and how fast you can go, and all of those things are put together, and the winners get a hefty purse. We have put quite a bit of money into the winner's pot, and then we also get some really great buckles that we get from Trace Rio Silver, and they're beautiful. So
wow,
it's a big deal.
Fantastic. Sam Harnack joining us this morning, talking about this weekend's Pinedale Winter Carnival in Sublette County. Sam, and that's the main event, but certainly not the only event. Tell us more about the cardboard races. I've seen some of the pictures, and this just looks like a grand time.
It is a hoot. And I mean, not having been born and raised in Sublette County, this is not something I had seen before I moved here. We have a great sledding hill here in town. It's owned by the town of Pinedale. And every year they come and they help us fill it with more snow if needed or groom it so that we have this amazing course. And then you are to make the contestants, you can have individuals or teams, and you can make any type of sled that you want, but it has to be made out of only cardboard and tape. You can't have any metal or anything like that. No special stuff. And you have to get every bit of it across the finish line, which happens to be around a curve. And of course, cardboard doesn't necessarily lend itself to curving very well. So sometimes there's a wreck or two. We do suggest that contestants wear helmets. Last year I watched no less than four crafts as we like to call them, kind of explode. And as long as every piece of your craft and all of your team are across the finish line, that's, so we had people running back up the hill a little bit to grab pieces of their, of their sleds and then running back down across the finish line. It's great. And so if you look at our Facebook page, you'll see a video of last year's winners. It's pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. Of course, the Pinedale Winter Carnival happening this weekend. Any other specifics you want to mention as far as, give us the dates and the places and the kind of logistics. And then, of course, any other events happening you want to mention?
So, normally we have several other events this year because due to COVID, all of our indoor events had to be canceled. It's just not a safe situation that way. So hopefully next year all this is over and we're able to be back at it. But we are going to have every year our Snow Explorers group, host at right after skijoring, on the course. They'll let kids come with their 120cc snow machines and they have a race and they do that whole thing. It's pretty great. Timing is going to be Saturday morning. We'll start the skijoring at 10. Same thing on Sunday. It's 2 days and it's out behind the Hampton on Bloomfield Road. The cardboard classic is at 2 o'clock and that is going to be up at the Burslander Sledding Hill. We also have a really great raffle. Our Montana Shed Center here has donated a custom A-frame shed. It's a 10 by 12 shed. They are amazing. He's going to have an example out there. People can buy raffle tickets. It's going to be a pretty amazing deal. So if people want to come and take a look at that, that's going to be another option for them too. So a lot of fun this weekend. I hope everybody can come out.
Well, I understand new this weekend, I saw that you have snow sculptures. Is that correct?
Oh, gosh, the snow sculptures. Yes, thank you. It is so new. Like, we just started thinking of this. So we've got different businesses and organizations. We've got four boxes, and they're out on the old town hall site at 210 West Pine. And it's going to be Thursday. Everybody gets to start sculpting. I'm sorry, Wednesday they start sculpting. And it's 48 hours to sculpt their best snow sculptures. No power tools are allowed, but they can use, you know, other hand tools, that kind of thing, food coloring, whatever. And then you get to vote, and we'll end up voting online on Facebook page. And then you can take that. We're going to announce the winners on Sunday at 2 at the skijoring event. So it'll be pretty great, I think.
Fantastic. Again, that's Sam Harnack with the Pinedale Winter Carnival happening this weekend. Of course, in Pinedale, you can search for the event on Facebook for some pictures and some more details as far as timing and placing and everything. Sam, appreciate mm-hmm. your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
No, I think that's great. I hope everybody comes out. It is $5 a head to come and watch. That all of the money, any money we make from this weekend, it all goes to the beautification and support of the downtown Main Street Pinedale. So we hope everybody can come out and have a great time, and we hope to see you all there.
Sam Harnack, Pinedale Winter Carnival this weekend in Pinedale. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.